This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The bluegrass band Town Mountain has made a name for itself in western North Carolina. Public radio listeners in that part of the state named Town Mountain's album Leave the Bottle one of the 100 best albums of 2012. Other groups on that list, the Avett Brothers, Carolina Chocolate Drops, and Mumford & Sons. The band is currently touring the country with stops as far away as Spokane, Washington. But you can catch him tonight in Raleigh at the Poorhouse Music Hall at 10 o'clock. Town Mountain joins me in the studio now. Robert Greer on vocals and guitar, Jesse Langley on the banjo and vocals, Phil Barker's on the mandolin. He sings too, Bobby Britt on the fiddle, and Jake Hopping on the upright bass. Or Jake Hopping on the upright bass. Hey, good to have you here.
Good. Glad to be here.
Y'all sound great right down from the mountains. Is everybody, are y'all from, and you don't all have to answer, just one of you answer for everybody. Everybody from kind of the Asheville Mountains area? Or
yeah, we are now. Yeah. Asheville's heavily populated with transplants, and we are among those people.
How long have you been together?
Since 2005.
Wow. So you've been playing ever since. And what about the album now? How did that come together? I'm always curious about any kind of traditional music. When younger folks come together, how much of it you feel like you're paying tribute to the old bluegrass bands and how much you're kind of writing new music and finding a new way to make the sound?
Well, we write a lot of music in this band. Phil Barker, our mandolin player, and Jesse Langley, our banjo player, write a lot. And I think everything that is written is kind of has the tradition in mind with, you know, new topics and moving forward that way, but it's original music.
Did you grow up listening to the music?
Yes. Yeah. I believe everybody did. Didn't you guys?
Yeah.
I was listening to something. Not sure what it was. Well, how about if we listen to something right now? Will you play something for us?
Sure. Here's one I wrote called Up the Ladder. Son, you gotta get straight. Come in on Sunday and you're gonna stay late. Please, sir, Lord, don't you do it to me. I need to get some rest and be with my lady. He smiled and said, you ain't got to say in this matter. Shut your mouth and get up the ladder. Up the ladder, nowhere to go. Feel the wrong, slipping onto my toes. Try to catch up, everything is a clatter. Woo! Lord, now won't you get up the ladder. She needs my thoughts, she needs my mind. Listen here, baby, you know I'm your man. I'm asking you, sugar, can't you understand that my back's throwed out, my knees feel shattered. I'm at my life climbing up and in a ladder. Up the ladder, nowhere to go. Feel the bronze slipping under my toes. Try to catch up, everything is a clatter. Get up the ladder. My daddy told me I would be a big man, have a good job, a family. That was his plan. I don't know, Pop, that sounds a lot like you. Think I have some kids and get a boat too. To the scale fell, there were no paddle. Woo-hoo. Get up the ladder, hey, up the ladder. Nowhere to go, feel the bronze slipping under my toes. Try to catch up, everything is a clatter. That's how it goes, son, I get up the ladder. Try to catch up and everything is a clatter.
Up the ladder, Town Mountain, going to be at the Poorhouse tonight in Raleigh with us today on the State of Things. So you grew up listening to bluegrass and Jerry Lee Lewis, it would seem to me.
love the killer, yes.
Wow, yeah, see, that's all in there. And I guess that's the thing. All of this music has got so many influences and so many elements of the music we love. It's party music, right?
Absolutely. Feeling music.
Who's listening to this?
who is listening.
Yeah, when you go out, your audience is, who do you see out there?
It varies widely.
Yeah.
It depends. You know, at a traditional regional bluegrass festival, the crowd's much older usually.
Yeah.
And then, in, you know, hippie jam band festivals, the crowd's much younger. And clubs and bars, it's a general mix.
Now, you're going out to Spokane. Is that part of a big tour?
Yeah, we're going out west a few times this summer, right. And we love the Pacific Northwest and get out there as much as we can. We've created a lot of good made a lot of good friends over the years doing that.
Do a lot of touring. And I guess that's part of it, too, is that we talk about the changes in the music industry in the digital age and how everybody's, you know, kind of every band for itself. But there's still a lot to be said for getting together with other musicians in a place and a time together, right?
Yes.
I'm not going to say FaceTime because then I'm back in the digital age again. But you get – I mean, is that important to you? Do you spend a lot of time, you know, hanging around with other musicians and learning from other, you know, other folks?
Absolutely. We all have a lot of friends that are musicians. Coming from Asheville, the scene up there is, you know, rich with music, you know, of all genres. And there's a lot of crossover. Everybody, you know, hangs out with each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not like – the old-time people stay with the old-time people and the indie rockers do their thing. It's small enough where everybody's still, you know, mingling with each other.
I think that's the thing. You know, in small towns, I mean, that happens here in the Triangle as well. Each of these cities has its own scene, and yet there's all mix and match because, in a way, it's all too small to stay apart.
Sure.
Yeah. So can we hear another song?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll do you a tune off our second record. This is a Springsteen tune. It's one called I'm on Fire.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? Can he do to you the things that I do? 'Cause I can take you higher. I'm on fire. Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy indole, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of Moscow. At night I wake up with a sheet soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head, and you cool my desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of Moscow. At night I wake up with a sheet soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head, and you come out as ours. Oh, I'm on fire. I'm on fire. Oh, I'm on fire. Thank you.
I'm on fire, Town Mountain, from an earlier album. Their latest is called Leave the Bottle, and they're going to be at the Poorhouse tonight in Raleigh, here with us on the State of Things Today. I wonder about playing, particularly when I hear roots music, it feels to me like the ensemble performance, y'all being together in the room, is really important to it and to you. And I wonder what if there's a big difference between live performance for you and then going into a studio and doing a record.
Absolutely, no question. It's a completely different environment, you know, that in a live setting we kind of feed off the crowd and the energy that they're giving us, and in a studio you kind of try to recreate that energy.
Is it harder, and do you like it less? I tell you that because I would just sort of reveal this as part of this question, is that I don't like pre-recording interviews. I like every one of mine to be live, and I feel like every one of mine is... That the pre-recorded interviews I do are worse. There's something missing.
Well, there's definitely feels like there's a little more pressure when you're in the studio because it's going down on this permanent thing, whereas the live setting's a little more fleeting and you can kind of hang loose a little bit.
You are one breath away from the end of your career, and that just helps. I think that helps. Anyway, that's how I look at it. Will you do another song for us?
Sure. This is one that Jesse Langley made up all by himself as the title track of our latest record. It's one called Leave the Bottle. Day breaks, world goes round, another day over when the sun goes down. I could move a mountain, think that I can get you to understand. Golden hills trip the landscape, where I find myself right now. Reckless abandon, not a care in the world. For now, I'll just let the time pass with an empty shot glass. And for a minute, my memory starts to fade. Time pass with an empty shot glass. And for a minute, my memory starts to fade. Keep her far away.
Save the Bottle title track from the Town Mountain's latest album. They're going to be at the Poorhouse tonight. They are from Asheville, and they are Robert Greer on the vocals and guitar, Jesse Langley on the banjo and vocals, Phil Barker on the mandolin, Bobby Britt on fiddle, Jake Hopping on the upright bass. Thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks.
Going to be at Poorhouse tonight, and for more information about the band, you can go to our website, wunc.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Town Mountain.
Thanks, Frank. Take him out with a tune that Bobby Britt wrote. This is one called 4 Miles.